Approval of the minutes, anybody want to move to accept the minutes as submitted? Second?
Second.
Discussion? Carried. Under new business, I just had, took the privilege of drafting up a resolution we could talk about tonight. As a result of our meeting last week, or last month, with the RUPCO folks, Kevin O'Connor, Kathy Germain, Michael Berg, and Dennis Doyle from the planning department.
I gotta give him.
They talked at length about what they're trying to do. We talked about the Ulster County Housing Consortium, and there really is no Ulster County Housing Consortium. They just are following or paying attention to or dealing with the continuum of care, which is mostly homelessness. And they were, I learned a lot, to be honest with you. I learned how difficult it really is. And part of the reason they moved away from, I suspect, from the housing part of it is the 9-year torturous deal with planning to put housing into Woodstock, where they would have thought that it might be welcome. And then you go into other communities and there's a need for housing, and yet you know darn well they've got their 3-acre zoning and they really don't want it there, and what do you do? The last study was 2006 on the housing situation in Ulster County. It's long overdue for another study. I would like to talk tonight about maybe putting in a budget amendment to have an up-to-date study so we find out where we are and also some strategies to try to accomplish it, because we're not just talking about the absolute people that are experiencing complete difficulty. A lot of it is workfare housing, first housing, you know, for middle-income people. There's a report, I believe you all have housing affordability in New York State, and Ulster County ranks as almost the top 1, 2, or 3 outside of New York City as the most expensive county for housing, based on the comparisons with I don't think he was here though, were you? Was that the other one?
This is for September 19th.
Yeah. He can still sign it.
Yeah, because we're only doing it. I forgot to do it last time. I think I laid it out and everybody left.
You don't have to be at the meeting.
So
I could listen to him on the tape.
Those folks at RUPCO are doing a lot of good stuff. In my opinion, they're doing. I don't want to say God's work, but they are doing work that is trying to help people that don't help themselves, can't help themselves, or unable to help themselves, or having some circumstances that just put them in a real deficit. So I'd like to talk about that a little bit. I think we should find out where we stand. I don't think anything that I've read in the Ulster County Planning Department material that they sent us for this year, for last year, 2014, even addresses the Airbnb situation, which is taking housing off the market on a regular basis. You know, speaking about that, just up next to us in Boyceville is a young couple that had a restaurant. They have a restaurant and about 8 or 9 units that they rent for like a bed and breakfast. It's not big enough to be a motel. And they're just closing up. They can't afford it. There's people next to them who used to come to them for the Festival of Voice and things, and are now renting Airbnbs. And instead of just going to close the restaurant up.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So this was adopted 32 to nothing in 2002. So what happened to them? There was no sunset clause on this or anything. It doesn't look. Member self-serve. Did it ever get formed? I mean, the resolution was passed.
I think it did get formed and...
And operated. They said at the last meeting that in October of 2013, a letter was sent to the then chairman explaining what... I haven't located that letter yet, but Terry was the chairman. They said they sent a letter giving him a heads up and asking for a legislative representative to serve on the board of the Continuum. But, and I'm pretty sure that what Mr. O'Connor said was that they had this meeting, the board decided to dissolve, was the word that he used, the consortium, and because of the new rules in the Hearth Act on the federal level for HUD, Section 8 vouchers primarily, the new reporting requirements meant that they needed to shift the staffing and administrative focus over to the Continuum of Care almost strictly. Legislator Green asked what was the implication for this particular resolution at last month's meeting. So I guess that's up to you guys to answer.
It's just really non-functioning. Whether it's in limbo, whether no sunset clause means it's still alive and well. I guess that is, Jay just said, it's up to the legislature or others to decide, or just re-up it. If in fact we think we ought to know where the housing market is right now, I just know that middle class America can't afford to live here. They get out of school, whether it be high school, community college, or in some cases a 4-year college, and they can't afford to rent a house. Rent an apartment, pay their expenses, maybe their student loans, and they move somewhere else. And I informal chats with people I see in a bar. The school systems are imploding for lack of numbers, and some of it is jobs, and some of it is housing. So I'm just throwing that out. I personally would like to update this. It's 10 years now to find out where we stand. How much would a study cost? Jay did some research and said it could be $20,000. I do not know.
Did they do anything with this study last time? Or they just...
Well, the meeting that we had, whatever they did, they were moving because of the requirements, as Jay just said, and realities of life. They just focused on homelessness.
The director of planning said that report was kind of rolled into the county's comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the comprehensive plan on the website, excerpts from that report are referenced.
That's what this is. I think, did I have that?
No.
Okay, well, we'll get it to you then.
But I'm not sure what...
I'll read this.
I wish I was here for the meeting, and I probably should have listened to the minutes online, but I didn't. But thinking about, in the past, you know, how the housing, or lack of housing has been met, it always seems that developers are only motivated to build these units with HUD money and with some kind of state or federal grants. And to give you an example, I can remember about 5 years ago, a company was competing for grant money to build affordable housing in Esopus. And the company didn't get the grant, you know, so the housing wasn't built. Like, the housing's not going to be built in the free market for affordable housing.
Right.
Never, because, you know, the investors or the owners or whatever, they're looking for profits. If I think of some of the more recent housing projects, the only one that's the newest one would be Birchwood Village, That's next to Colonial Gardens off of Foxhole Avenue.
What's the one in New Paltz? There's one, I mean, several people up by us go out. They can't.
No, that's not affordable. That's on South Putt Corner Road. North Putt Corner Road. That's Woodlands. The Woodlands.
Woodlands.
I mean, that's expensive. No, yeah. That could be, be 7,000 a month.
There are apartment complexes that were...
No, but there's even no place... When I went to a wake, there was some people there from Marbletown because they couldn't get a place.
Where?
And they went to Woodlands.
Right. Well, Woodlands also has everything from long-term care to, you know, like it's like almost a nursing home if you're there long enough.
Yeah, it is. You buy a unit.
You buy a unit. And
you live by yourself, and then you move to assisted living, and then you move to skilled nursing.
Right. All in that one facility.
Yeah, but you're talking... $300,000 investment
plus
for the first unit. Then when you move to skilled nursing, I just talked to a woman. She's 100 years old. I gave her a Pride of Ulster County Award 2 months ago because she lived in the town of Esopus, now lives there. And her unit was $300,000.
Yeah.
That's not affordable for a senior who's, you know, unless you had
and
half
then
a million dollar
charges.
House and you got everything out of it, you know.
And there's monthly charges.
But kind of what you're addressing, though, Carl, is what we're talking about.
Right.
The low get, the high have, and it's the folks in between that maybe there's nothing to be done, but maybe
other projects. I wrote them down. So Springbrook Village, which used to be Broadway East apartments, and then across the way there also is affordable housing. I don't know...
Under the train tracks.
What that is called, but it's not like it hasn't been addressed. But
something gardens.
You need more and more. You need a lot more than what's out there. And I mean, I would have loved to be at that meeting last week because I'd like to ask Kevin O'Connor because he gets federal, you know, and state grants to build affordable housing, and he's a little different than someone in the private sector who's getting these grants because. RUPCO may not be necessarily all in it for the profits, whereas a private investor who's using Department of Housing funds or state funds, you know, is. Mm-hmm. So how do we get more RUPCOs or more, you know, more, I mean, I don't want to say, they're a not-for-profit, and they are government-subsidized, but they're not a government agency.
Right.
Yeah. Like they have
well,
a board of directors
they did sort of say after the experience in Woodstock, it really made it very difficult. It was very, very draining, both mentally, physically, public relations-wise, to try to deal with it. So, yes, ma'am.
I think in terms of this Resolution 411, that I asked them to suggest to us what they... the housing people that are working on these issues would recommend, because it seems to me that, I mean, it hasn't been formally dissolved. They don't have the power to dissolve it. Only the legislature does. So it seems to me that it kind of behooves them to make a recommendation about 411. Does it need to be modified? Do we want to amend it? Do we want to revitalize it? Do we want to dissolve it and replace it? But I think your point is really well taken, that it shouldn't just focus on homelessness and the continuum. I think it really needs to address, you know,
workforce.
This was workforce housing, the whole, it needs to address affordable housing from workforce to homelessness, even if the mandate is on homelessness.
That's them.
Yeah.
But they may not, they may, I got the impression from them that they're drained trying to do what they're doing, let alone move into the other area. I mean, this resolution is fine. It's been sitting there now for years.
Yeah.
With nothing. You know, the Economic Development Committee and whatever else, they're really not part of it. It's the legislature that's part of it. Like, we could ask them, but we did ask them.
But they, you know, I'd specifically ask them to make a written recommendation. you know, and RUPCO's might be different than, you know, planning department, but I'd like to have them put in writing what they think this committee should bring forward, because it started here, and I agree with you. We should resolve this, and we should resolve it in a way that is most beneficial. But I think, you know, it was very interesting to hear them, but I also think they have some responsibility in advising us. We don't have to take their advice, but I would like to see in writing what each of those groups thinks about.
And which of, who are each of those groups,
Michael
though?
Berg.
So it was RUPCO.
Yeah.
Family Woodstock.
RUPCO and RUPCO. And planning, was there, mm-hmm. was, is that what it was?
Planning and family.
And family, that's right. So, you know, let's hear from them. And I don't know if, you know, there are any other agencies that we should be reaching out to, but these are the folks that do this day to day, and they have the most knowledge. They care, certainly. They also know the resource limitations. So, I feel like we're just sort of making it up. Something exists. They let us know that it's not current, and that's important to know.
But kind of, and I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that something like this, a study.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago when I gave that, you know, that State of the County thing, when you stand up and we talked about housing and everything else, and remember Richie Gerentine called me and he says, I'd like to talk to you about it. I'd like to show you some stuff. I'm going, oh, grapes. He's taking me to the woodshed, you know. So we all went down and had a great tour. And he's wasn't opposed to it. I mean, he's involved in it. But he said things like, if you don't have community services, it's almost impossible to do. Well, it's nice to know that then, so we either don't even think about it, or the communities that don't have sewer or water are never going to get something like it for their citizens unless somehow a higher authority, whether it be this place or somebody else, says, well, we have to do something and we're going to help with the community services. So we're going to do shovel ready. I mean, I don't know if I don't like to use that word, but so we had a great day with Richie. He showed us all around and what can happen, and he wasn't what I thought was going to be kind of opposed to the idea. He was for it. So whatever you want to do something else, you want us to write a letter, is sort of something that, because I deal with so many folks who are working class people, that I hear it a lot. And my own grandchildren are in the positions now where they soon could be looking for housing. One of them is and couldn't get it here and got a job in Albany. And so, what's your pleasure? Anything?
Well, you know, I like Manna's idea about, why don't you write him a letter on behalf of the committee and just saying, what do you recommend we do with this resolution? Do we restart? Do we start a new group? Do we modify it, amend it? Do we repeal it? You know, I don't know. Is that kind of what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just see, what do we...
Get that feedback.
But it can't just be them, man. We got to...
There's
other people that
though.
Do it.
But they can give us... They might say, reach out to this organization or reach out to that organization for their input. Or just say, do you know any other organizations that we could reach out to? I mean, Manna's
okay.
Perfect. They're the ones that are in the trenches every day dealing with this, and they know.
And let's also think about who else we might want to reach out to. I mean, right off the top of my head, I can't think, but...
Steve Aaron, you should reach out to him. Now,
he's an expert.
I talked to RUPCO about 4 years ago, and they told me that he was their competition, so to speak. So they're in the same... housing market.
We're all going for the same.
Do you know,
RUPCO is too.
They have many facets of their, you know.
Well, they're all going after the same federal monies too, probably. State
yes.
monies and
yes.
Yep.
Because the project, there was a project in Rosendale, where the town complex was going to be...
On Creek Locks Road there?
Yeah. It was going to be built, and Repco put in a
Repco
bid.
Repco and Birch's.
I think it's still empty, isn't it? Bid.
It is. Yeah, it's been dedicated to the Little League,
right?
Who are not using it.
I know. So,
and I'm not going to say anything more.
Those are two powerful forces right there that are doing things in this community that I can think of.
There was a third also. It was Repco, Birch's, and...
You know, one of the things that they did talk about last week that they sort of have stumbled on because of siting problems is safe housing. I mean, I was really rather enthusiastic when I heard them talk about that, and safe housing was for kids with problems, addicts or whatever. And I think the Woodstock thing has taken its toll on them, and they could just imagine trying to site something like this in Hurley or Marbletown or Gardner, and they'd be in for their lives.
They're doing that in my town right now.
Yeah,
rehabilitation services.
Well, it's a little different than the safe house thing.
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
Rehabilitation support services.
The opposition one would expect.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Can I say something?
Yep.
I see when I get like the Cape Cod newspaper, all the communities up there, or at least you're always reading about the different communities. They'll buy a 5-acre piece of property. They'll build three houses, and they'll have lotteries for them.
The community does this.
The communities do them. They'll have lotteries where the only people that can live in those houses have to make like 63% of the medium income of the community. If you're chosen out of this lottery, they literally pick out of a hat for these three houses. You get the house. You have to pay for it through a loan, a mortgage, but the house is sold for lower than its assessed value, obviously, than what it costs, because it's subsidized to build the house. The person that wins the lottery, they or their family have to put like 300 hours into building the home, whether it's painting or, helping the lawn. They have to live in it a certain period of time, and if they sell it, they can only sell it for like 1% a year more than what they bought it for. And you read the success stories of the people that move in. They're single moms, they're young couples with kids that, one works at Dunkin' Donuts, another one works in landscape, and they're just great stories of these people. But that just could tie that in with an Airbnb tax and say that money is going to go to communities that want to invest in their firefighters, their emergency personnel, their, families who are working but don't have the incomes to pay $10,000 a year in taxes, let alone a mortgage on a $250,000 house. These programs are amazing, and a lot of them are, even though the towns may administer them, they're Cape Cod, Barnstable County things, and there's a lot of money up there, so there may be some private monies that they are able to do it, but they might build a $250,000 house, sell it for $125,000, and that person lives there. And if they sell it, they can only sell it for, like I said, 2 or 3% more a year. They pay their mortgage down. And if they're but it's really, the success stories are amazing to read. These folks that get in them that, they rent and then they can't afford to, especially in Cape Cod, because in the summer they all want to get, all the people want to kick them out because they can rent their houses to tourists. So they, it's different up there, but I don't know. Great stories, and you take the Airbnb money or something like that.
You've talked about that before.
Yeah, I think
it's great. It is good. And just in conversation, one of our colleagues, I was talking about what would it be, like a housing authority that could help site that rather than the towns, the county? And all I got was, hey, We're what do you call it, a state?
Home rule
state. And if some town wants that 5-acre zoning and only rich people, we shouldn't interfere. And I'm going, I don't think you're right. So imagine trying to get something like that through.
No, but the approval processes, I don't think, would necessarily be
that difficult. Try to build a
Habitat for Humanity. You got to put in the...
300 hours or whatever it is.
Same kind of thing. Yeah, these people, they go and you can see them. They're painting their walls and they have to contribute. The husbands and the father-in-laws and the cousins are helping frame it out, and they have to...
Mr. Laval's group probably does a little bit of that, doesn't it?
That's Habitat.
That's RUPCO?
Habitat. Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity.
And maybe we could add...
But these are homes, too, by the way. They're not apartments. Right. They're homes. They're you know, 1,500 square foot homes on lots, vacant lots that you would put, or dilapidated lots where you tear a house down and put a new one up.
Were they town lots?
I don't know if it's... I've gone online and read all about them. It's pretty interesting. I'll print some of this stuff up. I don't know if the town buys the property, but eventually the property is deeded over to these folks. It is their property.
So we got something with delinquent taxes. The county took it over. Maybe they could...
Maybe, you know, then you can sell, you know, you get to use the money to build a $200,000 house and you sell it for $100,000. It's in their name, and right in the deed is, you know, they can't turn around and sell it in a week and double their money and leave. They can... If they sell it, the money then, you know, it would be another person in their same situation that would come in and buy it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm thinking Habitat, even though they weren't at that meeting, if we could send them a copy of this.
Sure.
And Steve Aaron. He's,
sure.
You know, but there may be others. I mean, those are a couple that have been mentioned. But, you know, before we actually bring... legislation forward, I think let's get some input from the people that do this stuff day to day. Specifically, let them look at this and the, you know, I'm sure they're all aware of the work that's being done on the continuum around homelessness, and ask for their recommendation language, or, you know, just how they would suggest that we move forward. And then, you know, when we have something, we'll run that up the flagpole and see what the legislators think.
See who salutes it. One thing you got me kind of thinking about things. You know, so the county does have delinquent properties every year. Probably half of those, their taxes get paid at the last minute. But some of them do go out to bid. So when someone buys a property for the taxes, or what happens to that property? Are they assessed what the property is worth now because they only paid
the
a fraction of the cost?
The town assessor does it, right? The town assessor takes into account what they paid for it.
Because I'm wondering if that's not the way to go, and maybe a pilot program like setting up a pool of money where prospective homeowners could borrow from this pool to buy a delinquent house, fix it up and put it back on the tax rolls, you know, at the assessed value that it was when it was in its heyday.
There's a program that the state has that Mr. O'Connor referenced that I can't remember what it's called.
Mm.
Starts with an R. New York Recovery. I have recovery on the brain. New York something.
Mm-hmm.
Program that they're doing exactly that. They're trying to buy zombie properties.
Yes.
It's through the Attorney General's office, I think.
But there's
buy the zombie properties and then do exactly that.
But not around
these
here. There's not
properties that people walk away from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not in that situation.
Or landlords.
Maybe
that
Ellenville, maybe a little bit of Kingston, but surely not the county as a whole.
No.
Houses are not being lost at tax sales.
Yes, yeah,
95% of what's being sold at the tax sale, and 99% is vacant land.
But you there know, sure are a lot of zombie properties.
Properties
I know
are
Rosendale
houses.
But
they're being paid, the taxes are being paid. Otherwise, they'd go for auction after
3 years.
Yeah,
but the properties are not,
you know,
being maintained.
Just on that note, though, with county taking over the property or acquiring a property, part of my thinking that may or may not be able to be evolved is the county being actively involved, aka the veterans houses. It was really in a residential neighborhood, but the county could own it, fix it up to be rented rooms or whatever it wants to, without running into all the zoning problems.
But the county owns it.
Well, I don't even know who does now, but the county did own the property when they converted it. I do not know now. but they don't need all of those rules and regulations.
Well, what I'm talking about is, we're talking about really working together.
You're right. Education's the same way.
Education's the same way.
They don't have to abide by zoning.
So something like that. Yeah, yes.
Well, firehouses.
And that could be all part of a plan. So I'm gladly going to write it. But I mean, I haven't heard anybody say, who cares where they live, you know? I mean, it's a problem. And maybe we can come up with something to fund things, to help with it. And where some people would not run away if, like I said, the county did it with the veterans' place, because it was theirs, and they can. And as you said, education could do that. I remember in Olive, when they were first starting this zoning stuff many, many years ago, when it was a little apartment or some building up on the Upper Boyceville Road, and the county, the school needed, it was overcrowded, they just bought the building or rented it and made it administrative offices. There's nothing you could do about it. Not that anybody really wanted to.
No, no. We did the same thing with a parking lot. We extended a parking lot, and the village came and said, wait a minute, you can't do that. And then, boom, boom, boom. And then, because I never knew, you know, what the statute was. And then the lawyers said, no, we don't fall under those zoning rules, and proceeded to build the parking lot.
Okay. Well, rather than beat it to death...
Can you just mention something?
Yes, sir.
All the experts you mentioned are really on the lower end of...
Yes.
What do you call it? The social scale. I mean, they, the homeless, veterans, addicts, fit. You know, if you separate it to the middle class.
Well, what Richie was talking about could be middle class.
Absolutely, but I'm just saying on this panel you're thinking about.
Well, if anybody has an idea, I mean, we don't have too many high end developers, do we? That, I mean, really build 5 homes or 8 homes. That's huge in Ulster County.
Well, there's 2 of them in Rochester right now.
Is what?
One like a 30-home subdivision up in the town of Rochester, up near Peg Leg Bates, a 30-lot. And
I mean, they would be the counterbalance to the socially in need.
Yeah, well, the problem is the economy in this area.
We just looked at the homes.
I mean, if you're going to have a study.
Yeah, 350.
You're right, you're absolutely right, Tom.
If you put it just to the middle class, at least you come up with some information. And get the lower strata from the expert you have in the field already.
Well, I'm going to move forward to write the letter. That's what I think a study could do, though, is cut through the mustard and say, here's where you go find the middle class.
Right.
Or the middle class
and find out what the
data.
The lack of money or lack of...
Was this available last month's meeting?
Yes.
It was in your mailbox.
I'm
kidding. I don't know.
No, it wasn't. Okay. It's the first I've seen it.
Well, you do have local laws that have been adopted since 208 to 215 in policies to go through, and some have picked things of interest to see how they're performing and how they aren't. I mean, Carl, you did ask about a few things. We got some information, you know, accurate or not, but we got it.
1,000 feet smoking law, schools.
You got that?
Yes, we got it from the health department. How many people had gotten permits?
How many people got arrested?
Nobody got arrested.
Anything else? Got anything you want to chat with? Rich?
No.
Manager Joe?
No.
So we have, we might as well have a motion to adjourn, and I will get this letter out with Jay, and you'll get a copy of it as quickly as possible. And if you are so inclined to suggest somebody else, or to whatever, please let us know.
Okay.
It's about all we can do.
Doesn't Kingston have a housing authority?
Yes. Well, I mentioned it once. I'm like, you crazy. What are you, out of New York City? I'm going, no, but we got a problem. How do you address it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe offer a letter to them, too. No?
And actually, the thing about the veterans home came from a lawyer who said, you can do it. Mm. You can do it. Just have to say, we have a need, and then a plan. So you don't almost need a housing authority. Again, it's things you hear. Housing authority, oh, you can't do it in a county. It's only cities and towns. Oh, okay. And somebody else said, but you can do it what do you call it, the CDC, or, you know, where they transfer the building, where they transfer the infirmary to?
LDC.
LDC. You can always form an LDC to do it.
An LDC, yeah.
LDC. So, but, you know, you only hear just so much, and you never know if it's accurate, and that's what we have to find out. Well, motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. For the good of the order, you have something you want to talk about?